You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It started as a corporate thing. I worked for this student housing company, and I got into a big argument with the head of creative, so I just started hiding dicks on all of our newspaper ads.
Nice.
Fuck them.
So I was telling my daughter that you were on that show, and then she goes, and I told her why. She thought it was funny. And then she said, who is Jerry Springer? And it's hard to explain who Jerry Springer is to another generation who had... It's just weird how certain people that were massive... Skips a generation, you know, depending on the relevancy of.
He was a trashy. You could describe it as a trashy podcaster. He brought on the worst trash on his podcast and had him duke it out in front of a live audience.
Who would be like a modern day equivalent to Jerry Springer?
I don't even know.
It had to be someone who is all like shocking for their view, their YouTube. Like it's just like clickbait stuff.
Didn't the No Jumper podcast start out as like that? Like that was the whole thing. Like they would bring on people and like they would get jumped.
No, I do think he was confrontational where he would argue with people.
Again, that's how it started. And I'm not a big follower, so I don't want to put it out there.
Yeah. Like, I don't know enough to speak on. I've seen it.
Yeah. That's just what I heard. So now it's fact because we have Sham saying it too. So it's,
yep. I heard he was a porn star. Is that true?
I believe that's true. Yeah, or not a porn star.
Or rapper, porn star. I heard.
Yeah, he's with a porn star for sure. Lena the Plug, I believe. I think that's his girlfriend. You're laughing, but I'm serious.
I almost named my daughter that, but it was taken.
At least that's like her Instagram handle. I don't know how I know that. I think that's what it is. I don't know. Someone's going to comment on this and
great.
Correct
comment
us
away. Tell us.
Tell us what, tell us what we're missing here. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't watch porn, so we don't know.
Yeah. Never have.
Not my thing.
Not my thing either, you know. But, hey.
You guys into yoga at all? You guys been to yoga lately?
I have, actually. I went last week.
Oh, nice.
I had a great day. If you're wondering, it was a great, you know, yoga is a great way to start the day.
Have you ever done hot yoga?
Yeah, that's the only yoga I do. Nice and
hot. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
What are you alluding to over there, sir?
You should create a whole day around. Yeah.
And that's an inside joke that will stay an inside joke.
Until Johnny Christ, the comedian stand-up comes out, and then... You'll hear the whole bit.
Hey, the best bits are steeped in truth, I believe.
I love big bits. It's great.
Let's get to some Brazilian shit, since that's what we were here to talk about.
Yeah.
Facts and
Where's
questions.
Our list of facts? Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is a really long fact, so I don't know if I should read it. I don't know. So, again, we asked our members over on the Discord that you can, you know, sign up for at drinkswithjohnny.com. And one of our resident Brazilians and one of our mods on the Discord channel was quick to answer some of these for us. Anna, thank you. I'll just try and read this because it's also got this picture here that's very intriguing to me. In 2012, a woman from the city of Taubat, sure, that's how you pronounce it, in the state of Sao Paulo, appeared on national TV to share her story. She was pregnant with 4 babies, and the family was struggling financially. Her belly was huge, and her story so emotional that made one of the hosts on the show she appeared on cry live. Quickly became known in the whole country, making lots of people moved by it. But one of the hosts of the TV show, Chris Flores, was a little skeptical, and decided to run her own investigation. But Chris found out was that the woman was faking everything. The sonogram she showed was an image she got from the internet. Her fake belly was a ball. She was a scammer. Chris Flores exposed the fraud, and the woman and her husband later faced legal charges. Wow. In the case is known as Gravida de Tabat. Sure. Pregnant woman from Tabat. And it's one of the most known and used Brazilian memes to this day. That's fun fact number one about Brazil. Yeah. Speaking of Jerry Springer, I mean,
that's right. You are not the father.
You're not the father of this fucking fake ball. I'm curious what the legal ramifications were on that.
Unless they got like money.
Yeah, because what are you getting away with? Yeah.
I mean, maybe they got money. Fraud for just being known.
Well, do you get paid? Maybe if she sold her story to like a newspaper and paid out.
There's more questions than answers here in this one, Anna. More questions than answers.
Let's go back and forth. I found a list of facts. Sex change surgeries are free under Brazil's public health system. That's pretty interesting.
That is interesting.
There you go,
Sam. Sham.
Can hide more stuff.
Oh. He's going to create a purse.
Go ahead. You got.
Oh, I
got
to go. That was your fact. All right, fine.
Well, I'm reading. I'm sorting through these.
First of all,
on the spot.
These facts that you guys have chosen to lead off with are fucking insane.
Oh, it's great.
Only 43.
I got to show. We got to put it in post. But I'll show the picture if you could see it of this woman.
Oh my God, that's gigantic! Like, who believed that?
The entire country, apparently. The entire
Well, that leads into my next fact. That leads to my next fact. No offense, guys, but only 43% of adults have high school degrees.
Well, let's put that. How many do you think
in
it
perspective
is in
of their working in the country? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's a good question.
How many is that in America?
We only have 66. We have 66% right here graduated high school.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. 33.
Some of us worked out better than others, you know, no big deal.
That's true. Touche.
I'll go. In 2008, a Brazilian priest tied himself to 1,000 helium balloons to fly from Paraguay.
No way.
To Dourados. I'm butchering these. The Brazilian fans are going to destroy me for my pronunciations of their cities and shit. A journey of 940 kilometers, however many miles that is, that was supposed to last 20 hours. Adler wanted to raise money for charity, and he had already done a successful test flight to Argentina. Wow, he'd done a test flight with... Wow, that's crazy in itself. But this time it was different. After 8 hours of flight, the contact with the priest was lost, and he was disappeared. Unfortunately, his remains were found in the ocean on July 3rd, were found in the ocean on July, going back to not graduating from high school, there was a comma there, 3 months after his disappearance. He became known in the country as Padre da Balo, balloon priest, and like Gravida de Tabata, he also became a huge meme in Brazil.
Pretty... social media conscious country.
I
they
guess
got all these,
so. And here's a picture of the guy, again, with his thousands of balloons.
Oh wow!
Like that's wild. I mean,
that's like up for real life. That's insane. I didn't think that was possible.
I didn't think that kind of defies the laws of physics in my head.
I probably wouldn't.
Not that
do
I have a great
too.
Understanding of physics, but what was that?
I would never chance like just regular, like I feel like they would all pop and then I would just.
I wouldn't chance regular, like a regular balloon. No. I'm not getting on an air balloon. Like
oh, really? Things.
I don't like
it. It is kind of scary because you, yeah. Oh, that's true.
I don't like heights. And it's too open up there. I'm not doing it. But that's interesting.
That's wild, but it's time for my absurd fact now about Brazil.
Great.
Okay, let's go.
Now, Johnny, if you were still drinking, I would send you to this place because I'm very interested about it. It's north of Rio de Janeiro, about 25 kilometers, and somewhat of a trend in Brazil, because there are a few of these, Osama bin Laden-themed bars.
What?
Yep.
Like currently still?
Yeah.
Wait, is this an homage? Like they're praising him?
I don't know, man.
Are they in like dunk tanks and you throw things and they fall in? Or is it?
No idea, bro.
Just because I'm not drinking. I mean, that picture you showed, I don't want to go see what this is. I want to know what's going on there now.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe figure that out from afar.
Distance yourself from that one. Comes the wise man Sham.
Yeah. Drone it in.
That is wild, though. That's a wild place.
Did you know Brazil has the largest population of Japanese people outside of Japan?
That is surprising. That is surprising because it is quite far. But, man, I did not know that.
And what do you think is the most popular name in Brazil? Female name.
Anna, just because that's who gave me the stuff on Discord.
Good guess. Brandon?
I have no idea.
Sylvia.
Sylvia.
Okay.
Well, Sylvia, we'll see you in Brazil, whichever Sylvia you are.
And you, Sylvia.
Yeah, exactly.
And you, Sylvia.
All right, I got one. Brazilian Portuguese is the only language that has a word to define the feeling of missing someone or something. Saudade. The only language that has a word to define the feeling. Huh. Is that true? Do we not have a word to define the feeling of missing? To define the feeling of missing someone or something? That can't be true. Don't we have...
Don't we just say, I miss you. Yeah.
No, wait.
All right. Brazil's the first country to accept women into their armed forces.
Oh. Okay.
And do you guys know what a capa... Oh, I'm going to butcher this.
Yeah, you are.
Caparija. It's their national drink.
Caparija.
Have you had that?
Yeah.
We've made one on this show, dumbass.
Yeah, exactly.
God.
Yeah.
Caipirinhas are brilliant, brilliant drinks. I love those. Caixa is the spirit in it, and it's lime and that, and it's kind of like a mojito. It's kind of like a Brazilian mojito. It's really good.
That sounds good.
Yeah, even Sham might like it. What do I got here next? The airplane was invented by a Brazilian, Santos Dumont. Not the Wright brothers. A little controversial one here. I don't know. We're getting it from Discord. If you have any hate on it, you know, don't come after us. We're just reading. Santos Dumont was also the creator of the wristwatch, according to Anna in our Discord. Those are some facts. I did not know. I'm a little skeptic, but, you know, apparently. I mean, is that the true inventor, though? Because do you give it to Da Vinci for drawing the airplane?
Oh, for the concept?
Yeah. I don't know.
Because if that's the case, I want the bathroom credit in America.
But I just told you that they at least had it in Brazil before. Probably numerous other countries.
In America.
Well, apparently, if we stole that if the Wright brothers stole that as their as being the first, then you could steal that as being the first bathroom easily that you have to pay for. I got another. The most recent unusual and bizarre story happened in Rio de Janeiro last week, April 16th. Oh, we got a freshie. A woman brought her uncle in a wheelchair to get a lawn. Oh, wait. To get a loan, she spelled loan wrong. Sorry, Anna. At the bank, but the man's appearance wasn't too good. While she insisted for her uncle to sign the papers, some bank employees, finding everything very suspicious, started filming it. And after telling her he didn't seem to be very well, they called an ambulance. Turns out that when the paramedics arrived, Tia Paula was, in fact, dead. She, yes, the woman took her dead relative to get a loan. She got arrested, and that's a preliminary report. I guess. So
it's like more of a Florida.
Oh, wait,
or Germany.
No, that's not
story.
The whole thing. It does sound like something that would happen in Florida.
Yeah.
That's not the whole thing, though, guys. Again, I don't read so well. she got arrested. A preliminary report released by police said that Paulo's body had evidence that proved he had been dead for a few hours before the bank incident, and that the body was laying when death occurred, debunking the woman's lawyer's claims that Tio Pablo died in the bank. So they proved that he was dead before he got in the bank too. That was a very a big detail they needed to make sure that he was dead before he got into the bank.
We should start reading these before
that's
we
some,
read
that's
them
some weekend at Bernie's shit. No. Why?
That's where that high school graduation pays off.
Hey, there's a lot of typos in this I was trying to get through, right?
Well, she's trying to speak your language. It's all right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I should be good at reading typos after reading all your fucking text messages the last 5 years.
I'm the worst.
That is brutal.
But that's some weekend at Bernie shit.
She's 100% it
is. I back it. I would.
I mean, why not try? I mean,
try. What's the harm?
Dude, if I'm dead and you guys can use my body for something that's non-sexual, go ahead and do it.
Why do you have to put that in there?
Well, at first I knew
the
kid. I knew where it was going to go.
Just let us do what we want to do, man. Just let us do what we want to do. Give us carte blanche.
Ever tell you about my cruise idea?
What was your cruise idea?
What's your cruise idea?
Off air.
Come on, man. Don't play us like that.
Are you going to kill somebody on a cruise? And
no,
throw them
I'm
off
not.
The boat after you've
we're
had
not talking
with them?
About this on air. I'm not.
You brought it up.
Anything?
Yeah.
Brought
I'm
it
sorry.
Off air.
Then you need to find a replacement story stat.
This is the story of Whitney Houston.
This is the story of Kurt Cobain.
Of George Michael, of Otis Redding, of Amy Winehouse, of Michael Hutchence, Bob Marley. This is the story of Prince.
It's a new podcast series.
About how they died, why they died, and why we're still talking about them so long after.
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
It's storytelling.
But it's more than that, because rock stars,
they tell us how we feel. They change our mood.
They change the clothes we wear, the people we hang out with,
the way we remember things.
It's them who give us those ludicrous moments, the ones where you're
jumping around, singing your heart out, feeling understood.
And it's those moments we'll help you remember, the ones you're thinking about right now.
That feeling.
That feeling.
It's coming soon from Crowd Network.
Just search for Death of a Rockstar on your podcast app.
And subscribe now.
Wherever you're listening to this podcast, make sure you're subscribed and leave us a 5-star review. If you want to listen to this show ad-free, head over to drinkswithjohnny.com and become a premium member. You'll get to enjoy unreleased clips from your favorite guests, discounts on merchandise in our shop, and access to our private Discord server where you can chat one-on-one with Johnny Christ himself.
Awesome!
So stay tuned, stay thirsty, and stay filthy as fuck.
Speaking of cruises, I saw Creed. Brandon has been looking forward to this for a
I can't believe he wasn't there. I can't believe he didn't go down for it.
I know.
Creed did the rock cruise.
It looked fun.
Yeah, it did. I texted Mark Tremonti because he was also celebrating his 50th birthday. Congratulations at the same time. So, kudos to those guys. Evidently, it was a really good time. I know Brian from Rockfeed was there. He's posted a bunch of stuff of him getting drunk on it and doing karaoke. He got a Creed tattoo.
Is that real?
I don't know. We're going to have to ask him. I'm going to have to ask him. He's going to Sick New World this weekend. I'm still seeing if I can swing it, but doesn't look promising with my schedule, but I'm going to see if I could get out there and see him and the boys and System and all the other great bands that are out there. But fucking that cruise. I'm glad you brought it up. That looked like a good one. Apparently, Scott was shooting some hoops too in between the sets. I saw.
Oh, I'm going to try to catch them on tour. They're coming around here. I want to see Creed.
Yeah.
I want to see Creed.
Yeah. I'm sure it's a great show.
Yeah.
I mean, all these bands that people hated forever, it's just like, there are punchlines to jokes, but I don't think anybody ever were like, I mean, it's hard to discount a band that's had as many platinum selling songs as them or Nickelback or anyone you want to
throw in there.
That blank.
Yeah.
And they all come full circle. Limp Bizkit. Like, I mean, look at these guys are having, it's just like, hey, just wait. We'll come back and come just
And to that point, though, they never really had to wait. I think it was just, they were the punchline of jokes, but I mean, but they were massive. Like they were the band that no one wanted to admit they were listening to or loved, I guess. Because
exactly, right.
I mean, how else? There were so many people who loved them. Obviously, it wasn't all hate.
No, dude, they were just like, they played the Super Bowl. You know, like,
yeah,
WWE used their music throughout the 2000s. Like they were fucking hot, man.
Yeah,
you just didn't want to admit that you listened to them. I listened to them. Yeah. I always listened to them. I like Creed.
I mean, I liked the Higher song when it first came out. Like, it was at a time when, as a kudos to Mark, the guitarist there, you know, that was, for a long time, you didn't hear lead solos in hard rock. And he was one of the guys that was doing it in the early 2000s in a way. And I remember thinking at the time, I was like, oh, that's cool, you know? That's my little 2 cents on it.
Sounds great. When I saw Higher and they
I think that's all. All I got is that, and then people saying how wild in our Discord, how wild those stories are. But those are my Brazilian stories. Do you have any more that you have over there? Any fun facts about Brazil?
Oh, here's one.
He flipped me off. For those listening, he just pulled a joke as old as, you know, whatever.
As old as Sam.
As old as Sham.
Yep.
A dad joke.
It's been great, guys.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. But I am excited. I am excited for this announcement. I'm excited to be going back to Brazil, going back to Rio. Really, really going to be a good time. As I said, with some great bands on our day, some other great acts on the other days, to be a part of it. Very cool.
Are you going to try to, I mean, with you meeting friends and things like that through this show, are festivals going to be a little different for you as far as, hey, I'm going to go check out this person, I haven't seen them in a while. I know that it's a little different, or do you think it's still business as usual? Will you bump into people, or what's your plan for the new festival season this year?
You know, I definitely feel like I will make a better effort on my end to say hi to some friends and stuff, or at least check out their set. But also knowing how those days work, you know, it's not like I want to get in anybody's way, of course, too. Everyone's got their shit going on. You know, you're doing press, you know, just getting ready for the show, whatever the case may be. You got different time slots, yada, yada, yada. People are coming and going at different times. You know, they might be in the middle of a tour and they're literally in to play that show, and then they got to get on a plane right after. You know, that tends to be the case more often than not. But yeah, for those that that I have met, or hey, if you're for whatever reason actually watching or listening to this episode, one of the 10 people and are going to be at that festival and are one of the bands, you know, I'm not hard to find, and I'd love to say hi. But yeah, you know, I think it goes back to early on. I was just having a conversation with Andy Biersack about this, which that episode will be coming out too. You know, early on, being a younger guy and around a bunch of accomplished musicians, accomplished bands, you kind of live in the defensive for a while. You're like, kind of like, you know, I got to prove myself. You know, you hype yourself up that way, and you kind of take everything way too seriously. I think retrospectively now, I could look at it and go like, man, I don't know what I was thinking. Like, it's way cooler and way more fun just to, you know. I mean, we got it on Warped Tour. Warped Tour was great. That was a festival, traveling festival. But because you traveled together, it was a little different. You had time to, like, see everything. You were all in the same boat. These bigger festivals, people are coming in from all different places, so it's a little bit more difficult. But I definitely want to make it a personal goal to get out there and say hi to some people and catch some stuff. I mean, I'm just excited to catch Incubus and Evanescence for sure. Don't know how much of it I'll be able to see. Might have to watch some of it from the dressing room while I'm getting warmed up and whatnot. But again, those are like details that you don't really know until you get there. But to answer your question directly, I do want to make an effort to do that. We do have the festivals coming up in really soon here in June, all the European festivals. So I'm going to make sure that a lot of great bands on the same days that we're on. So I want to go make sure I say hi to some of the guys out there and some of the ladies as well. Yeah, it's going to be different. Also, I mean, I said this to some friends and the guys in the band, like, towards the end of this last tour, when I had made the decision to stop drinking, everything became a lot easier on stage. Warm-ups, everything just, like, kind of became, I mean, it was always second nature. It wasn't that it was, like, something crazy, but it just became that much easier, and I feel like I'm a little bit more relaxed about it now, and I have a little bit more confidence through it. So I won't be so tunnel visioned going into these shows. I think that'll help with the goal there too.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah. How'd you guys enjoy 420 though? By the way, I know I talked to Brandon a little bit about it.
I don't.
I got really fucking high.
You don't participate? Okay. Yeah. Well, Brandon, I celebrated 420. I'm on the Cali Sober diet as I started on 420. Fantastic. Came back to me just like a good old friend. Still off the booze, just for anyone worried. I will remain off the booze, but, you know, man's got to have his vices. And
Did you enjoy any good 420 stoner comedies, any classics?
You know, what did I watch? Oh, I watched the finale to Curb Your Enthusiasm, which was brilliant.
I heard it was brilliant. That was really, really good.
You know what I realized after it? There's a conversation between Jerry Seinfeld and Larry David that happens, and being a big fan of Curb, you kind of know some of, like, they have a loose script. They generally let a lot of ad lib go in the show, or they typically have, at least in the past, from my understanding. And I feel like this one scene had to have been ad lib, and the way that they, like, cracked each other up, I was like, I don't know that they'll ever do it, but if they ever did a podcast together of them just making up skits while they were going along, I think it would be, like, the most fun podcast to listen to. Like, I think it would be so rad. Again, I don't know if they ever will do that, but the way they tied in the finale to Seinfeld to this finale of Curb, it was a thing of brilliance. I'm sad that the show's over, because I was a very big fan. The whole last season was awesome. Everything that was going on was just, it was Larry David and all of his brilliance and the team over there that I'm sure he has that he works with. It's sad to see that show go, but they did it right. It was good. So I did enjoy that on 420, the night on 420.
I've never seen the show.
You've never seen Curb?
I think I watched the first episode, and I think Larry David's funny, and I think it's funny in clips, but I don't know. I couldn't get fully into it, but I would really like to see the last episode if Jerry's on it and kind of seeing the tie-in in full.
Well, if you like that and you want to get back into it, you could start in season 7. They have the whole Seinfeld cast back on, and they're doing a reboot, a quote-unquote reboot in the show. It's a fictitious reboot, but they do the whole thing. I think it was season 7 when they started it, but if that's what will tie you into it, you'd start there. But I really recommend just going back and watching all. Just binge it all, man. It's all good. It's fucking good.
It's funny.
Well, that team is amazing. I mean, they've created so much comedy over the decades now. So
yeah. So funny. So funny. But, anything else, guys?
Dude, did you see that Chappelle and Joel played in our backyard and didn't even call us?
Yeah, I did see that.
They played with the cover-ups.
That was on 420 as well. That was on 420.
That was, for those who don't know, I didn't realize, it says I saw Trey Cool and Billy Joe from Green Day have a band with some other
Trey's
guys.
Trey's wife is the singer, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, is that? Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
And they played our local Tiki Bar, who Green Day's actually played there before. Mm-hmm. I saw a little pop up and I was like, come on, Joel, give a homie a call.
Just give us a heads up. Maybe we would have gone, you know?
Yeah.
Trying to support Mad Peaceful.
But good for them. I was happy to see that they got support for that. That's really, really cool.
Yeah. I saw that, but the first spot I saw it on was my friend Val's story. She was there supporting Trey. I'm drawing a blank on his wife's name. I'm so sorry. I've met her a few times, and I feel like an asshole not remembering her name right now. Yeah, so they're really tight. Val and her are really tight, and she was posting that she got to go, and I was like, damn it, no one told. I had a bunch of friends there. No one tells me that it's going on. Man, I'm so out of the loop. So out of the loop. But everyone's back in the loop here listening and watching Drinks with Johnny. Now they know. We've talked about Brazil. We're coming back, guys. We're doing Rock in Rio. It's going to be a blast. Really excited to do that and be a part of it. Such a great festival. Such a great time. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. All these fun facts. You guys like those facts, Brandon and Sam? It doesn't matter if you like the facts. You fell for it again. God damn, you guys are
Your
easy.
Timing sucked on that. Leave it to the Rock.
You started to talk. You started to talk too fast, so I was like, nah. Shout out to the Rock. Doing his thing again. But you know he's coming back to the WWE. There's going to be more storylines than that. It's going to be fucking awesome. So really excited for wrestling still. And again, another shout out to Swerve winning the world title in AEW Dynasty this past weekend. Fantastic pay-per-view, by the way, all around. Me and Brandon got to talk a little bit about it. You know, Will Ospreay and Bryan Danielson put on a incredible show. Great match. A few others that were great. I liked the Toni Storm and Thunder Rosa for the world title match. I always enjoy those two. Good storylines. You know, I love the persona. Timeless Toni Storm, such a great persona. Yeah, it's fun to watch. If you're not caught up with wrestling in both organizations, you really should be. If you ever loved wrestling as a kid, start watching it again because it's good. It's great, and there's options
there's
out there.
So much good wrestling.
Yeah.
Any promotion.
Yes.
It's all good.
It's all good. All of it. You're just gonna say all of it's good. You're not even gonna be there's no honesty in your critique.
I enjoy all wrestling. Even the bad stuff is good. Like.
That's true.
I just, yeah.
You're a positive guy. You're a glass half full kind of guy. And that's why I like you.
It's only because I helped put on one of the third worst wrestling shows of all time. So, yeah, of course. It was ranked third worst of all time.
That's a notch on the old belt for sure. Yeah. Way to own it. One day you'll be in the International Wrestling Hall of Fame for that.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I want to know what's worse than the one that you put on.
There's like YouTube videos about this that I've been like someone sent it to me as I watched it. I was like, oh, this is wild,
dude.
They didn't tear it in.
I was thinking about this, by the way, guys. Before we put a bow on this, do you know one thing that we haven't done? We haven't had individually you guys on the show with just me, and let the listeners know a little bit more about you individually, like a deep dive into who you are. Because right now they only know you as the ball busters and those who, you know, co-host here on the show and, you know, have fun with. But we've never gone into, like, the deep darkness that is your lives.
You don't want to go there on Brandon.
Sam's is going
to be... You'll need therapy after.
No, I was thinking about when we were at dinner the other day, Sam, because you got an interesting story with your father. You were going into, and there's some interesting stories there, man. If you ever want to open up about those here, I think it would be something interesting and fun for the listeners.
Oh yeah, my dad had some loose ties to the mob. Who knows? I come from
you
a
also
sham,
come from
so,
yeah a family
yeah
of sham.
So I'll tell you some stories, and you can pick what's real out of it.
Yeah, that'll be even more fun. And Brandon, you know, that's a man of mystery, and we could definitely talk about his.
Oh, I have lots of questions for Brandon.
Oh yeah, yeah, we're gonna do this. We're gonna do all Brandon, all Sam. We're gonna do these episodes coming soon. Everyone, make sure they follow so they don't miss those. And yeah, because those are gonna be tantalizing.
So interesting.
I think they would be. They're interesting to me. I know most of it, but I still there's some stuff though that like when we're in group settings and I hear you guys say some shit and I'm like. Wait, I want to go deeper, and I can't because there's like other people around. But
don't you feel like that as a podcaster now, or if like you're always on, where you're like, "Oh, tell me more." Do you blend that when you have conversations?
I'm wondering if it's annoying because I'm starting to realize it.
No, you're probably
in my social settings. I'm like, is this annoying that I kind of talk like a podcaster now?
I don't think so. My dad told me people love to talk about themselves, and like. And it happens, like, you can walk away from a conversation and all you do is you're talking but asking the person questions and they know nothing about you. And they'll walk away thinking that they thoroughly know you and you're a great conversationalist and you've really provided nothing of content. So I think you as a podcaster are probably asking more questions and digging deeper into people's lives, which I'm sure you're looking a lot less egomaniac lately, that you're actually caring about other people's
less
thoughts.
Less.
Wow,
what a fucking backhanded compliment you just gave me. Fucking dick.
You're kind.
But it is also...
You texted me, remember, everybody?
No, I didn't. That never happened. It was a magical illusion that he fell for.
The magic.
It was magic. I walk away from every conversation. Magic. And just like that, thanks for everybody tuning in. Yes. Bye, Sam.
Bye.
All right, I'll let you say something. What do you got to say?
Can you please watch the new prank show by Justin Woolman? Have you seen it, Brandon? The prank show with
the
magic?
The magic prank show?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why it's great, on my magic kick. Yeah.
Oh, dude, it's John. You got to watch it.
It's really
especially
good,
especially the last one.
Yeah, dude, it's really good.
Okay.
It's really good.
John, watch it. And I want to talk. So I've been wanting to talk to people about this.
Yeah.
About the hypnotist at the end, it blows my mind.
Okay, I will watch it. Try and get us a guest from that show on. We could do that. Get that guy.
Justin?
Okay. Get him on.
I'll clip this out and we'll send it to him.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And see if he has any interest. If not, we'll just do a review of it, the three of us. Either way, we'll talk about Sham and his experience with magic, and this show. I'm down. I'll be honest. I'll give a review of what I think about it.
We even did during COVID, he did a virtual one where it was like live, but he did magic and you could participate and it was fucking dope. It was really cool. He'd be a great guest.
I'll take your word for now, but I will check it out. Make sure you text me so I don't forget, because I have a tendency of doing that. And everybody else, don't forget to follow the fucking fifth time as I'm trying to say goodbye to you. Head over to drinksforgiant.com, all those wonderful things. Thanks again, guys. And Brazil, see you guys soon. And now Brandon's interrupting me. What?
I want to end it with a magic trick. Are you ready?
Oh,
I'm ready.
Ready? Okay. Yes. I'm gonna make us all disappear. 3, 2, 1.
Cheers.
That's where we'll cut it to black.
Except for on the audio where they just heard you say, "That's where we'll cut it to black."
Fuck.
Hey, this is Dewey Halpas, host of Peer Pleasure on the Sound Talent Media Podcast Network. Join me each week as I explore another long-form conversation with one of your favorite musicians, actors, comedians, or creatives. From Chino Moreno of the Deftones, John Gorley of Portugal the Man, to Fat Mike from NoFX and Ian MacKay from Fugazi and Minor Threat, we go all over the map. From Fall Out Boy to Slayer, Peer Pleasure has it all. Check us out now on Sound Talent Media.
Hi, this is Chad Nicefield.
And this is Justin Press.
We're the host of Making Waves, the Shiprock podcast, a part of the Sound Talent Media Podcast Network. We're inviting you to sail away with us on an epic journey in musical enlightenment. Every week, we bring you only the best artists in rock music and discuss everything from the cruise to the stage to the saga of being a professional recording artist. We'll have lots of special guests along the way, so tune in every week.
Your stateroom is available every Monday morning, so welcome aboard.